You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission, or BCDC, was established in the mid-60s, and its job was to regulate development, prevent destruction of wetlands, and ensure public access to San Francisco Bay. It's an organization that usually doesn't get much attention, but now it's been widely criticized for failing to protect the bay. Earlier this summer, the state came out with a 94-page audit criticizing the commission, and other organizations say this is old news. They've known about these problems for years. KLW's environment reporter Angela Johnston took a cruise around the bay for a closer look at some of these problems, and she joins me now. Hey, Angela.
Hi.
So tell us about this boat ride.
Yeah, so when I first heard about this audit of the Bay Conservation and Development Commission, I thought two things. First, what is the BCDC? I actually really hadn't heard of it before.
Me neither.
And then second, how can I actually go and see what this audit is talking about? So I called up Baykeeper. They're a nonprofit with a mission of monitoring the health of the bay. And they're actually one of the only organizations that has patrol boats going on the bay. So I thought, I need to get on one of those boats. Mm-hmm. They go and check up on polluters and look for violations. And they said they've known about some of the problems the audit points out for a while now. And so they invited me on board their tiny boat to go see some of the examples of BCDC's shortcomings.
Okay, so you go out.
Yeah, I met Baykeeper's executive director, Sejal Choksi Chu, and a Baykeeper skipper down at Pier 1.5 on the Embarcadero. All right, should we go?
Yes, come on board.
Are you a boat-friendly person?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Do you usually like boats and boat rides?
Well, I thought I did, but then we pulled out of the dock. It was sunny and warm, and as soon as we got out of the little inlet and into the bay, it was a totally different story.
Uh-huh.
Bumpy. Yes. Welcome to San Francisco Bay. It looks beautiful, but it's nice and choppy.
Yeah.
Sounds like one of those rocket boats on the bay.
It was intense, and you may be able to hear it when Choksi Chu tells me why the BCDC was formed and what they do.
So back in the 1950s, 1960s, there were a lot of grand schemes to fill in large parts of the bay and develop all around and develop in the water.
So three women asked the state to create BCDC because they didn't want to see the bay filled in with garbage and development, as was the trend. So the state formed the BCDC, and it gave it the authority to regulate pollution and fill in the bay and ensure public access in and around the bay. Mm-hmm. And by bay, I just don't mean the San Francisco Bay. It's the eight bays that make up the entire estuary, and that's including the Delta.
Okay, so what is the commission's responsibility? What's it supposed to do?
The commission is divided into two parts. There's a planning side. Right now, for example, they're planning for sea level rise by building levees. And then there's a regulatory side. And the regulatory side issues permits on projects and development in and around the bay. And basically, if someone is polluting or developing around the bay in any way, they have the authority to stop them or issue a fine or a permit.
Okay, so what brought about an audit of this commission?
Ironically, it wasn't environmentalists like Baykeeper that asked for an audit. It was lawmakers who were prompted by business owners, and they were complaining that the BCDC was unfairly issuing different types of enforcement. It was very inconsistent. So one business owner would get fined a small amount for a violation, and another would get slapped with a huge fine. One guy racked up over $2 million to try to start a duck hunting and windsurfing club along the bay.
Okay, so let's learn more about the actual audit. What did it find?
Overall, it found that BCDC wasn't doing its job well, and in some cases, not doing it at all. And one of the major things is that there was this huge backlog of enforcement cases.
Okay, so what kind of violations are we talking about? And did you see any on the boat ride?
One of the major unresolved violations that the audit points to is old abandoned sailboats and other boats that are just left to sit in the bay. And on our boat ride, we headed out past Alcatraz towards Sausalito to Richardson Bay to see them. Mm-hmm. And Baykeeper head Sejal Choksi Chu points out the dozens and dozens of sailboats and other motorboats that were sitting there. Most of them were in total disrepair, piled with garbage, old bikes, and gasoline tanks. And some of them were called anchor outs, which means people were living on them rent-free.
If that boat were to sink right now, all of that stuff would just pollute the bay. Here's another one. I think that's a gasoline canister on the back. Hopefully it doesn't have any gas in it. But yeah, that boat.
Tons of trash bags.
Tons of trash bags. Probably in the next big storm, all of those trash bags are going over the water. I mean, into the water.
So yeah, Richardson Bay was full of boats like this.
Okay, ghost boats. What else? What are some other examples?
Other untouched or backlogged violations include illegal dredging of the bay, so scooping the bottom for sand, mining, or other things. Also, the commission had a citizens advisory committee, and the last time a meeting was convened was in 2001.
Oh, wow.
Then there's this abatement fund, basically money from the fines that they collect that's supposed to go toward cleaning up the bay. But the audit found it hadn't been used for that purpose. It had been used for staff salaries and other operational costs.
Okay, so did they offer any recommendations?
Yeah, it offered many of them, more than a dozen, ranging from simplifying this decision-making process for enforcement and creating a new citizens advisory committee, creating new databases. There's a lot.
Okay, and we can post the full version of the audit online, so we can look at all of them. But how did the commission respond to this report then?
Well, as scathing and accusatory as this audit was, surprisingly, the commission agreed with most of it. And while they wouldn't necessarily use the same language, like neglecting responsibility, they say they do agree with the audit's implications and recommendations. I spoke to Brad McCrae on the phone. He's BCDC's regulatory director. And he says the commission sat down with the state auditor and said they need to do more enforcement and they need to do it better and faster. He also said they need to be, quote, more nimble and stronger.
Mm-hmm. So what was some of their reasoning for the mismanagement?
Well, for starters, McCrae said the sheer size of the bay makes it difficult to stay on top of cases, especially, and this surprised me, since they only have 4 enforcement staff for the entire bay. Mm-hmm. They say they need to dedicate more energy and resources to enforcement so they can start tackling this huge backlog of cases.
Right.
Their enforcement team, according to Brad McCrae, is now planning on meeting twice a month, and the first of which is going to be next week.
And if they don't make the changes, what are some of the consequences?
Well, the BCDC is an independent commission, so they don't report to the governor. The commissioners aren't elected by us either, but the legislature is enforcing the audit. So on a political level, if they don't do anything, there would be a lot of friction between the commission and the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
On an environmental level, the ramifications are even bigger. I asked this to Baykeeper Sejal Choksi-Chu, and she said, big picture, overall, we're looking at a less healthy San Francisco Bay. So the auditor wants most changes made by 2020, so we'll have to check in about a year to see where things are.
All right. Until next year. Thanks, Angela.
Thanks.
Angela Johnston is KELW's environment reporter. You can reach her at environment@kelw.org.